Welcome back to the Flatback 4 podcast. In this episode, we're picking our 1 to 11 of best Irish players that we've seen. Quite a bit of context here. Because of our age, a lot of these players would have been in the prime of their careers after the year 2000. Find out if we dream of a team of Gary Breen's. Okay, lads, we're going to do another 1 to 11 here. We've obviously done our best Premier League 11 that we've seen. But now we're going to do our 1 to 11 of best Irish players that we've seen in our time. A lot of people have been asking us to do this one as well, and people like a 1 to 11, so we find it interesting. I think the first one's a no-brainer for the goalkeeper. I think we've all gone with Dean Cowley, have we?
Of course not.
Chrissy, I think surely we've all gone with Given. No-brainer?
Yeah, no-brainer. Best Irish keeper I've seen by a mile. And it's no, I suppose, offence to Randolph and different keepers that we've seen, but Given was just extraordinary. Like, he was a top-class Premier League keeper, you know, and we even look at the Irish players at the moment and we're crying out for top Premier League players just to be in the Irish team. And here we have, you know, one of the best Premier League goalkeepers of all time, and he did it for club and country. And I think the remarkable thing about Given, he was deadly at saving the ball with his feet as well. You know, he was making saves with his hands, but the amount of saves he made with his feet, just a real stalwart for Ireland, and just incredibly reliable as well. You know, you just knew you could count on him in games just to make the big save to get you through a game, you know. And Ireland had to defend a lot too, you know, over the years, and to have a keeper like Given there to get his results was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was brilliant, kind of, wasn't he? He was always in the qualifying games. He was always brilliant. I don't think he ever had a standout competition. I don't think he ever had a great competition for Ireland. He didn't play in many, of course, but there's so many games he kept us in it. We'll always talk about, you know, Robbie Keane getting an odd goal here or there to get us a draw, but a lot of them games, Given was keeping us in it, wasn't he?
Absolutely, lad. And I agree. Probably not a standout tournament, a fair point, but absolutely turned up every time he put on the green shirt. Like 134 caps, as Chrissy said, he was a world-class Premier League goalkeeper. I thought he was amazing, but in the Irish jersey, the big moments, he pulled out some outstanding saves. I thought he always gave 100%. He was a leader on the pitch to that back line too. And I tell you, we were lucky to get to see him. Like, other people got to see Paddy Bonner and would probably, you know, back in the day, would probably compare the two. We didn't. And look, we got Shea Given, and we're crying out for, you know, as Chrissy said, Premier League players. He was a leader and such a great goalkeeper. And yeah, absolute Given. It's an absolute Given that he makes this team.
If you pardon the pun, well done, Kenneth. Yeah, I think it's good to see that. Maybe Bazuno could be, if he had that, even if he had half the longevity that Given had, we'd be lucky. So it's good to see there's actually, you know, Queevy and Kelleher's in there, Bazuno. Yeah. And Randolph is a capable keeper, as Chrissy kind of said. There is good keepers there, and we haven't been too bad, but Given was a cut above. So yeah, we'll as you said, Kenny, it's a Given, that one there. We've gone with a flat back four, of course. Why wouldn't we? I think there's going to be a bit of debate here. I think there's been a few, we'll start the right back. There's been a few comments coming back in. We're getting, there was a few. This is one position where there was a lot of talent there. There's a couple of positions that are no-brainers. We didn't have much talent, but we might have had one good player. But right back, we had some good Premier League players. Well, I'll go into detail, obviously. I've gone with Finn and Chrissy. Who have you gone with?
I went with Seamus Coleman.
I'll let you elaborate there first, Chrissy.
Yeah, I suppose very hard to pick between the two. Finnan was, I suppose, Mr. Reliable. I went with Coleman because I'd probably seen Coleman maybe for a longer time. Thought he was maybe a kind of a warrior, and at his peak there when he was linked with Man United as well, he was just superb right back. I thought he was reliable, kind of like Finnan at the back, and then he gave you kind of that fighting spirit going forward. I think it's kind of that more tenacious kind of thing with Coleman maybe he had over Finnan. Not that, you know, Finnan wasn't tenacious, but I think he kind of had that more warrior in him that made him kind of more appealing for Irish fans and to watch when Ireland were playing. He kind of got stuck in, had the hard tackles a bit more. And, you know, that's why I probably go for Coleman, because when you think of Irish games, it's all about the battling, you know, the getting results. And I think Coleman kind of was a kind of symbol of that when he played for Ireland. I think I'd have to put him in there.
Yeah, you can't really argue too much with that, but I've gone with Finnan. I think Finnan played at a higher level Dean Coleman, you know, Champions League winner. He's played in two Champions League finals. And, I, you know, I might be biased, obviously, a red man, picking a red man. So, like I said, I just thought Finnan was a top-class player, top defender, Champions League winner. There's a couple of other players, Kenna. Gary Kelly was getting a few votes. Stephen Carr was a good player. Obviously, Coleman. Who have you gone with yourself? Have you gone with someone completely different? You know, Ivanovic wasn't Irish, wasn't he? No?
I was waiting for something like that. This was, I have to say, this was the hardest position for me to pick. I thought Gary Kelly, excellent, especially in that 2002 World Cup. Didn't see enough of him, probably, to get into the side for me. But what I did see, he was excellent. Stephen Carr, again, reliable in the Irish short, but again, I didn't think he was up again. When what he's up against, I don't think he was in that class. I went with James Coleman. Coleman.
Fair enough.
I did. It was a very tough decision, very tough. But I thought Coleman, again, another leader, warrior on the pitch. He got 61 caps for Ireland so far. Hopefully, I know he's 32 now, but always performs, and he can play in the right back. He played right mid as well at a period of time. Finnan probably did have a standout tournament. He did more than Coleman, so I can see where you're coming from. That 2002 World Cup, Finnan played superb in the games he was asked to play.
The Germany game, of course.
Yeah, and, you know, he very reliable defensively. He was, you know, they were both very reliable defensively, I thought, but I think probably seeing Coleman again, as Chrissy said, over a longer period, but taking nothing away from Steve Finnan, it was a toss of a coin.
Yeah, fair enough. We'll go with Coleman. Just I forgot to mention that famous McAteer goal. It's a Finnan assist that he turns back in his left foot, puts in the box. A great goal. People kind of forget that it was a Finnan assist, but yeah, we'll move on, lads. I'd probably get you to go through your pairing first of all, because if we go, you know, right centre back, left centre back, we'll be here all night. But I'll tell you what I've gone with. So my two that I've seen the best was, obviously, I wouldn't have seen a lot of the, you know, I didn't see enough of Staunton, who was obviously a great server and played in so many tournaments. I didn't see Paul McGrath at all. I went with Richard Dunn and John O'Shea at centre-back. Have any of you gone with something different, Kenna? What do you think?
I went with the exact same, lad. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see the likes of Paul McGrath, who was mentioned in the highest, you know, regard as probably the best Irish centre-back. Staunton, didn't see enough of Staunton, but Dunn.
A word on Dunn.
Got to be number one that I've seen in playing for Ireland. Ken, unbelievable defender for Ireland. He was like what Van Dijk is now for Liverpool. He was like that for Ireland for a long time. He just threw himself on the line. Everything for the, you know, the Irish badge, and, you know, he did, you know, you got to take into account, lad, he scored 8 goals.
Yeah.
8 goals and 80 apps, like, you know, it's pretty impressive, and some of them were important games. And I remember that game against France, the unfortunate handball game, but he was outstanding that night.
Brilliant.
You know, but he was for so long, and I did go with O'Shea as well, lad. I thought O'Shea, excellent serving for the country, for Ireland, and of course Premier League, you know, multiple winners there, but excellent pairing as well, lad. I go with you on that one.
That there's always, when I think of Dunn, I think of that Russia away performance when he gets blood on his jersey and they have to give him a fresh jersey. They have to write number 5 on it with a fuck or with a marker. But it's just madness. Chrissy, have you gone with anyone different? Have you throw a curveball in there? Have you gone with 2 lads?
No, I went with Dunn and John O'Shea. I suppose there's other centre backs there that probably, you know, Duffy now is not great at the moment, but he had a period there where he was really kind of, I suppose, solid for Ireland, or had a good kind of term with Ireland, to be fair to him. You had some other great players, but over a long period of time, you know, nobody for me that I've seen really comes close to a Richard Dunn, who battled away, as Sean Kenna said. And then John O'Shea, who seemed to be there forever. And at times I just thought he was an easy target for maybe Irish fans and stuff like that, you know, getting on about him. And when he was that bit older, saying he was slow. But the amount of interceptions, headers, and balls that he cleared over the years for Ireland was just.
And he did, Chrissy. He done right back, left back, centre back. People remember as well. He was a good, he was a top player. That goal against Germany, that's his kind of highlight moment for me. That, you know, when he, I think Hendrick sets him up. Great goal. Ken, anything else you want to add to there?
Yeah, I just give a shout out there to the likes of Kenny Cunningham, who he had a great, you know, period in the Irish rugby. He was very good in that World Cup as well as captain. Everyone will always want to target Gary Breen, but he did.
Yeah.
I would try his best, you know, even though his best ability isn't, you know, any way of a probably a championship level defender, but he still always tried. And we've had decent enough ones, as Chrissy said. Duffy there is like throwing himself always in the way of everything for Ireland as much as he can, but you can't argue with the two pair that are the two lads that you've gone with. You can't argue, I don't think.
Oh, and Dunn has that that record of most own goals in the league as well, doesn't he? Does that take away at all? I don't think he must have got an own goal or two for us. But he was part of the 2002 squad, wasn't he? But he wasn't. I don't think he played in the tournament. But yeah, that's the two. I think I'm happy we've all gone the same. That would have been a bit awkward trying to, you know, fit them in. But so far we have it sorted. Left back. I go on my pick first of all. I went with Ian Hart. I think when I was young, I grew up watching. Obviously, when that lead side was very good and similar to Gary Kelly. But just when you have a player, a defender that can whip free kicks in, I used to love that. And he played in that really good lead side as well. He got 28 Premier League goals and he got 12 for Ireland as well. So I had to put in him. I think Kilbane was maybe one you'd pick. He was a better servant, I thought, to Ireland. But Hart was a better quality player and Hart's peak. Who have you gone with, lads? Or Chris, I'll go to you first because I went to Kenna first the last time. Have you? Come with me again, or?
Yeah, I went with Ian Hart. I was thinking about the other players, and I thought about Kilbane as a servant, Ward. I went through all the players. I couldn't justify, and even I seen more of maybe Ward, Kilbane, maybe than Ian Hart, but I couldn't justify putting him in because I just thought Ian Hart was just a far superior player for the small time maybe I seen him at Ireland compared to the rest. But, you know, just what a left foot he had. You know, free kicks, crosses. He was just a top Premier League player playing with Ireland at that time. And just, you know, I suppose Ireland over the years had quality players. Maybe now we don't, but he was just one of those quality players over the year. You couldn't leave him out. You couldn't put, you know, a Ward or somebody in there just because you were serving. You have to do a bit more than that, I think. And he served Ireland well, Hart, and he delivered with quality as well.
Yeah. Another one there, just to mention, I didn't see enough of Irwin. I know,
yeah,
he played with United till I think 2002, but I think he retired from Ireland in 99. So
99.
I don't remember much of Irwin. Kenna, have you gone with Hart as well, or have you gone with someone different?
No, I went with Ian Hart. Again, I know a lot of viewers and listeners will say Irwin, but he did retire in 99, so we wouldn't have seen the best of Dennis Irwin. I'm sure you would have been a shoe in, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but Ian Hart came up with some special moments in the green jersey. As you say, he scored 28 in the Premier League, 12 for Ireland in 64 caps. That's good goal ratio, like, you know, per game. And he had some amount of assists. I'm sure, like, I wouldn't have to know the number off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But he just had some left foot, and he was part of that great Leeds team. I really enjoyed watching Ian Hart. So he was a definite one of the easier picks for me to get in there.
Okay, so we'll go from the start. Obviously, we have Given, Finnan, Dunn, John O'Shea, Ian Hart. So, oh, sorry, we've gone with, I'm reading up my team here, Coleman. Coleman there. So, you guys have the five out of five so far. Right midfield, I struggled with this one, lads. I thought it was very tough. Kenna, who have you gone with? We said we'd go with a 4-4-2. Wes Hoolan, okay. A word on him, the magician.
Wes, I thought, you know, yeah, he was a real, he would have been that playmaker role. I think he came into kind of the reckoning after Trapattoni's time, and in that sort of time we needed players, like a lot of players that you could mention in there, Carsley, Kinsella, Matt Holland. Some might even say Stephen Ireland for his time, like when he his performances he played with Ireland and his quality. But I thought Houlihan was exceptional for Ireland. The many amount of man the matches in the 43 games he played, and I thought he was really creative. I thought he would be a good addition to that 11 that I've chosen. So he's my pick first.
I did think of Houlihan, but I just thought. For right mid, I didn't think that was really his most natural. I would have put him more central, but it was hard to fit him into a 4-4-2 because he's that kind of more creative player, as you say, Kenny, but what a player. I went with Jason McAteer because I would have watched him growing up in his Liverpool days, and obviously that goal he gets against Holland is probably the first time I remember us beating one of the big teams. And I just, whatever, that goal just brings back a lot of nostalgic memory. So I put McAteer in. I know maybe... Again, I feel like I'm being biased tonight, putting another pool man in there.
But well, I have to say to you, I think I'm after making a mistake there. I thought you said right centre mid. That's where I had Houlihan's right centre mid. My right mid was different, but you go on first. Right mid was different.
I'm finished on that. I've gone with McAteer. So Kenny, we'll go back to you, Kenny. Who have you actually gone with your right mid?
On the right side, I went with John Walters.
Oh, yeah. Proper servant.
Proper servant again. Big games, he turned up, 14 goals. Play up front as well, but he played on the right quite a bit as well. So,
yeah,
you know, McAteer was definitely in the reckoning, but I think over a longer period, I would have seen Walters. So, and people could have say Andy Reid, or they could say Stephen Hunt. They can play right or left side, but I went with Walters. I thought he was a good servant and scored crucial goals.
Grant, yeah, he was a good player. Chrissy?
Yeah, I had this one was hard because I had Walters up front and then I rubbed it out and I put it back in, but I eventually went with him a right mid as well.
You went with pencil as well. You were rubbing it out. So obviously, you weren't sure.
No, I wasn't sure, no. But like Walters' right mid, he had to get in somewhere for me because what a servant and not the prettiest to watch, but you know, he just did the donkey work there for Ireland. Like how many high balls is put on Walters so that we could get a flick on, you know, to move up the pitch or get our kind of our game going. You know, he was just, you know, I suppose the focal point for Ireland's attack, which was that long ball for him to break on. And he just did a lot of the hard work, whether it was right wing, up front, you know, and he did it for so long. Tankless work, we should say, you know, the tankless work, not the stuff that gets put in the highlights, anything like that. And he definitely deserves recognition for that. And, you know, he's in my team.
So that's the two of you that gone with Walters there for right mid. So that's Walters in the team. We'll go, obviously, we've all gone with Roy Keane. I don't know how he'll react when he sees Jonathan Walters on the team sheet beside him. I know they don't quite get on quite well. Maybe that was in my thinking. I'm not sure he's a big fan of McAteer either, to be fair. But we've all gone with Keane. I don't think we need to go through. I think he made our 1-11 of best Premier League teams. Best Premier League players we've ever seen. So there's probably no need to go into too much detail on him. But what a player, Kenny.
Brilliant. Roy, you know, is probably, would you say, you know, he's probably top two players that you're going to have in there over from what we've seen play for Ireland. 67 caps. That could have been a lot more if it wasn't for that whole 2002 Saipan, which we've done before as well, that whole episode. If it wasn't for that, you would have had a lot more. Such a crucial leader, you know, didn't accept anything under 100%. And he really did drive that Ireland side against Holland that day. Yeah. The McAteer goal, he was the one that got us there. So, you know, if Roy was just a guarantee, and, you know, we can all speak all day about such a leader, warrior, everything that Roy Keane was, just outstanding, brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And he led us unbeaten to the World Cup qualifiers, through the World Cup qualifiers in 2002. Yeah. I think he was joint top scorer as well. But we did a podcast on the Saipan incident and should give that a listen. Also, if you want to listen to the 1-11 we did, Roy Keane made the 1-11 of best Premier League players you've ever seen. So give that a listen if you want to find out who else was in it. Kenny, we know you've gone with Houlihan as your other centre mid.
Yeah.
So we leave that as we know what we think of him. That was a great shout, I think. And you mentioned Stephen Ireland. He was player of the year for two different clubs, City 2008, which we know that was the the team with Robinho and things in it.
Yeah,
but he only, but I think he only played 6 games for Ireland, and he got 4 goals. He did well when he played, but I don't think he did enough for Ireland. But when he did play, and in terms of talent, Chrissy, Stephen Adam was brilliant. But have you gone with who have you gone with the partner Keenan there?
I went Wales as well. It's like me and Kenna were sitting beside each other.
Yeah, you're not going to tell each other who we picked.
It's like we had a discussion to see who will we pick, and then we decide to go one another.
He's waiting until you say Kenna, and then he just copies you. He didn't do his homework.
I think so.
Come to me next, and I'll tell you who's next. But no, Wes Houlihan. Eamon Dunphy's love child, we might as well say as well. He just had that bit of quality, and when he was on the pitch, he made a difference for Ireland, really, because we had so many hard-working players, but we'd very little technical players. And I think when you think back and look at Wes Houlihan's journey as well, it just kind of makes you want to like him more and kind of get behind him, and he just was the difference for Ireland. I think at times we should have played him more, but when he was on the pitch for Ireland, he was really the crucial difference in the final third to Ireland kind of playing that bit better, creating chances, which, you know, the brilliant Irish fans really wanted to see, and we wanted to see watching on the television, you know, as well. So for that, I'd have to pick him. You know, he really kind of brought a bit of creativity to Ireland, and when I was watching it, so definitely go with Wes Houlihan.
And he got that goal against Sweden, didn't he, in the Euros?
Yeah,
that's right.
Obviously, that was a great moment. I actually didn't go with Houlihan. I went with Matt Holland. I just think Matt Holland would have played at a higher level. I love Houlihan.
You're having the team there where Roy Keane will definitely not like. Walter's not a fan of. Matty Holland.
Keane won't be happy. Yeah. He'd probably give out and say I had a bad first touch now, and I'll have to send him home. So we have Houlihan there. Left mid is an absolute no brainer, and I'll go to you, Kenneth. Unless you've done something different and put him up front, surely you've gone with, as you would say, Duffer.
Duffer, of course. Damien Duff absolutely gets in there. Duff, the journey he's had in his career, he was brilliant at Blackburn, came to obviously Chelsea, my beloved club, and really was a standout there under Mourinho and in the Ireland jersey, just amazing. The skills, the technique, he wasn't afraid to take on anybody. You see players today would be kind of fearing one-on-ones against different defenders. He would never feared whatsoever, always turned up, and some of the goals and assists, the celebration of praying as well, I remember, stands out to me.
Saudi Arabia game, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he's an absolute shoe-in and an absolute legend at that as well.
Yeah, and he was brilliant for Blackburn, wasn't he? And he had a bit of an Indian summer when he went to Fulham. He looked like a class player. He was always a top-quality player, but he was unbelievable when he was at Chelsea and Blackburn. People go on about probably what we've seen. That performance he put in against Spain in the World Cup, was probably one of the best performances. I think Dixon might have mentioned it before. But it's one of the best performances. He was turning lads inside out, top international Spanish players, Chrissy, you probably can't add too much more to Duffy. No brainer, isn't it?
Ah, yes, sure. His dribbling and his ability was just unbelievable. And that was a brilliant Irish side, and he really added to it. He had that flair, you know, he just wanted to get the ball to his feet so he could dribble, go by people and, you know, be creative. And it was just, that was a really exciting time when Duff was there with Ireland. And he's just brilliant, brilliant player. And sometimes I think when we speak about the Premier League, sometimes he's just a bit forgotten. And, you know, that really annoys me because he was such a great player in the Premier League. But, you know, we know when we were watching Ireland, like there was so many, you know, good players, but Duff was the player we wanted to get on the ball because we just knew something was going to happen. And as we know now, we don't have players like that coming through all the time. So we have to really appreciate, you know, the times we had when we were watching a player like Duff.
Yeah.
Absolute pleasure to watch.
Brilliant player. That's our midfield done. We've gone with right mid of Jonathan Walters. We have Roy Keane partnering Wes Houlihan, and then Damien Duff there. Obviously Robbie Keane's up front. It's just a question of who's partnering, but a bit on Keane, we probably can't do him enough justice. Obviously our top scorer, he always got us out of trouble with some goals. he always seemed to get hat-tricks against San Marino and the likes. Penalties. He was just brilliant, wasn't he? The crazy amount of goals he actually got. Chrissy, what do you... You probably can't put into words how actually important he was for us, wasn't he? So many moments. World Cup, that goal against Germany, the penalty against Spain in that World Cup, the goal away to Italy. I could go on, you know.
Unbelievable. I would say here now, for me, he's the greatest Irish player I've seen. I would go as far as saying that. There is nobody in an Irish jersey that gave more or was as effective or influential for Ireland. He scored goals for Ireland. He was, I remember at the end of his career, he was best playing for Ireland. He couldn't move. He was still scoring goals.
Yeah.
And he did it for such a young age. Obviously, Roy Keane was brilliant, but like he finished early. Roy Keane or Robbie Keane started early and finished, you know, when he still couldn't go anymore and was still delivering for Ireland. Like, he owes us nothing. He's just been unbelievable. And people talk about getting goals against San Marino and you know, teams like that. That were, someone still had to put the ball in the net. He was still in the right place at the right time, and he was still scoring goals. We would give anything to have someone with half the ability of Robbie Keane now to score. We really 100%. Would, like, you 100%. Know. So, yeah, unbelievable. Couldn't do him enough.
And it's hard to if you think about any big Irish performance, like you said, even the Thierry Henry handball game, Robbie Keane scores in that game. People tend to forget that he actually scored. We went, obviously, 1-0.
Yeah.
So, any big performance, kind of, that we scored in around when Robbie Keane was playing, it was usually him that scored, wasn't it?
It's always Robbie Keane, wasn't it?
As Chrissy said earlier on, I said there, Roy Keane is in the top two, like, guarantees to get into this side. Robbie Keane was number one for that reason. My favorite, even with Duff, I loved Damien Duff, as you know, for Chelsea and all that. But Robbie Keane had to be my favorite Irish player as well. I just loved when Keane was on the pitch. And again, a world-class striker in the Premier League. Like, he's over 120-odd goals in the Premier League, which is forgotten about as well because he didn't play in enough Champions League sides in this. But he was goals galore with Ireland, 68 goals. Like, that's an incredible, incredible turnaround for, a small nation. Like,
yeah.
And he was anything to do with when he was on the pitch. And as Chris said, even towards the end, you know, he could barely move and he was still just banging in goals. He just knew right place, right time. Never afraid to step up and take the big shots like the penalties. A leader, captain of the country as well.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And if do yourself a favour, anyone who's listening, or you lads, if you probably haven't done it, watch that goal against Germany. The commentary, when he scores last minute, he does the, you know, he did the little cartwheel and the tumble.
Cartwheel tumble.
You think of that moment. Imagine what that did for the whole country. Unbelievable. What a moment. We've gone enough on Keane there. Who's his partner, lads? I've gone with Niall Quinn. He was our second highest scorer. He had 59 goals in the Premier League with 37 assists. In the knockdown against, I'm just thinking of the big moments, the knockdown against Germany, he wins the penalty against Spain. I know I'm basing a lot of this around the 2002 World Cup. Just haven't played another World Cup since. So, who have you gone to partner, lads? I think, have you got anyone a bit more modern, Chrissy?
No, I went with Quinn as well. And I'm actually so happy now because I'm thinking of Eamon Dunphy, but I'm also thinking of, if Roy Keane listens to this, he'll lose a run of himself. You know, McAteer was mentioned, Matt Holland, and Niall Quinn is mentioned as well.
I don't think you can mention anyone he did like. I think he was a fan of Clinton Morrison for some strange reason.
That's right, yeah.
of all people, like.
Yeah, he likes Irwin too, to be fair.
Never a Cork man, so.
Yeah, but no, Quinn, look, tall man, underrated, you know, was really effective for Ireland. You know, Ireland, we've always played the kind of, I suppose, the long ball. So Quinn was made to play for Ireland, just the stature of the man, knockdowns, having a guy like Robbie Keane around him then to pounce on the breaks and score, and, you know, brought out the best in Robbie Keane, you could say too, because if a long ball just to Robbie Keane was never going to work, he needed someone beside him. So Niall Quinn was that man, and he just played the role exceptionally, really, for Ireland when he did.
I think when Keane picked his best 11, he played, well, I think he had Quinn as his partner as well, and that was in my thinking. Kenna, have you gone with anyone different?
I did go someone different. Quinn retired in 2002 from the Irish setup. As good, like, you know, I got to see him probably 2 years. In those 2 years, he was absolutely brilliant, especially that World Cup, as you say, the knockdowns. I went with Shane Long.
Good show.
Shane Long, he's 17 goals and 88 caps, but he scored some in the big games. You know, against big sides, you're talking Denmark, Russia, England,
that draw, the header against England,
Poland, Uruguay, Serbia, that goal against Germany, which we won.
Wow, against Holland, unbelievable!
And the goal against the Netherlands in a 1-1 draw. He scored in crucial moments. I thought, especially under the O'Neill reign. I know, ever since he's gone downward spiral, but he was a great servant for the country. I would have seen him over a longer period. That even though Quinn is the better footballer and the better striker, especially in a 4-4-2 system, I just had to give Shane Long a mention.
Yeah, I think Shane Long would have been the other one I was thinking between, but I don't think we've had any other nailed on players. I'll go through the team, lads. That's all done. So me and Chrissy went with Quinn there. So the team is given in goals. Right back, we've gone with Coleman. It's Richard Dunn and John O'Shea as a partnership. Ian Hart, left back. Right mid, we've gone with Walters, wasn't it? Yeah. Keane and Hulan in midfield with Duff on the left. Robbie Keane, Niall Quinn up front. So that's a decent team, lads. I know we're going to be missing a lot of, we couldn't have seen Paul McGrath, Cascarino, Aldridge, all these sort of players that would have been nailed on. Townsend, all the English boys, we didn't put many of the English boys in. But yeah, lads, I see what you think. Anyway, let us know what you think. Obviously, follow us on Facebook and Instagram when everything's back up and running. We're currently contacting each other through text messages for the first time in years because there's, for some reason, all the social media is down. But you'll all know when you listen. Very interesting, lads. Thanks for that.
Thanks, guys.
Back for podcast. Let us know what you think. Do you agree or disagree with our picks?